by Abrahamic family leaders, it is not an overstatement to say that you boys are the hope of this nation, and you are God's plan for the church going forward. You are irreplaceable. Run your home and your dough like a biblical boss.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year! We made it.
We're going to do something kind of like what we did last week today, where we're not here to take a ton of your time, but I just want to say, as we get into this, we've been a podcast since 2017. And so we were podcasters through the pandemic, amongst other times. And people have said of us, I don't know that this is true at all. I wonder if those guys are anti-vaxxers.
And they have?
That's been wondered. Somebody has wondered that aloud.
Okay.
Me. And I've given them my take on that. But today we're going to dispel that myth once and for all, because we're here to deliver a shot in the arm.
Wow.
And the arm's not the only place that a shot can go.
No, for the young ones.
For the sake of today, you have prepared for us a shot of truth, and you're going to inject it straight into that shoulder muscle of the men that are listening. They thought, I've got a minute before I get back to my New Year's Day. Peas are simmering.
Yep.
I've got a minute before I get into the New Year's Day phase two. I've already woken up early and opened the presents from the New Year's baby that we delivered.
New Year's baby?
No, I'm just kidding. So I'm just going to let you go, but why don't you deliver your shot in the arm of truth?
Oh, man. If your dad bona fides were ever in question, Mark, you've re-upped. You're good for 2025. You don't have to make any more corny jokes. You're solid for the year.
Shot in the arm.
Shot in the arm. Okay. Look, we all can feel fatigue at doing the job that we're called to do. And you might have kids that are at an age where they take a lot from you. You may or may not have a wife who is like cheering you actively as you're trying to lead your family. And I want you to have one voice at least in your life that is like, yes, Dad, keep going. So here's what I want to say to you. Dad, be of good cheer, because it's worth it. It's worth it when you get up in the night because somebody heard a bump, which was just the wind in the basement. But when you do that, you foster a sense of protection to your cubs that everything's going to be okay because Dad is on it. It's worth it when you're the smoke detector battery replacer guy and the tree surgeon guy and the dog walker guy and the lawn care guy and the grill master and the one who has to say a few words at a banquet or at the family Thanksgiving and the guy who clocks in on time week after week and the guy who wants to pick a great place for the vacation, but not too great a place because you're responsible for the budget. And the guy who makes sure that all the cars are up on their maintenance, and the guy who makes sure the taxes are done on time, the guy who makes sure everybody gets to the church services on time, and the guy who's expected to be the assistant soccer coach, whether you played soccer or not, and the guy who deals with all wild animal questions, and is the disciplinarian, as well as the head Bible teacher and the disciple maker and the emotional stabilizer for mom and encourager for the kids and the one who models confidence in the Lord, joy in the journey, hope in the future, commitment to the gospel, willingness to not love your own life, and being a living, breathing, walking, talking ambassador for the kingdom of God that your home address, and the one who is willing to answer for it to the King of the universe. It's worth it, gentlemen, for a number of reasons. It's worth it because you, and only you, can fill the daddy-shaped hole that God built into every human soul. And your willingness to serve your children and those little souls and serve them with strength and patience and instruction and challenge and love is irreplaceable. And when faithfully executed, is the absolute number one thing that will set that child up to know and trust the God who made them. It's worth it because that wife of yours, whether she ever says it or not, is hoping and depending on you to come through on the vows that you made to her and to God the day that you put that ring on her finger. She was not designed to carry the burden of leadership, so she needs you to have put the time in before the king, pleading with him to provide you with faith and clarity to move your family forward in every way that matters. And while doing this for your family, that wife needs you to lead. She needs you to know her. She needs you to empathize with her. And she needs to know that you're absolutely never, ever, ever going to leave her. It's worth it, because the strength of the local body of believers is not measured by talented professionals nor by enthusiastic volunteers. The local church is strong because of faithful families led by fathers who have one allegiance, that allegiance being to the king and his kingdom. All the gifts of the local body come from local families, and all of those local families are nurtured, encouraged, and pastored by fathers just like you. It's worth it because you are the pillar upon which a neighborhood, a town, a city, a county, a state, and a nation is built. A father who will take responsibility for his family and lead them to grow spiritually, relationally, physically, intellectually, and financially is the building block of every successful community that there's ever been and ever will be. It's worth it because in the year ahead, 2025, it's only going to come around one time. And you only have so many of those years when you are actively building a family and a multi-generational vision before God to fling your arrows into the future as far as possible so that you can wreak as much havoc as possible on the kingdom of darkness and to do everything you can to establish the kingdom of God, to establish the kingdom of your good and glorious King, your wise and holy and omnipotent Master. He's watching everything you do. Not because he's an embittered policeman watching for every misstep so that he can slap you to the ground when you make a mistake, but because he's both a proud father who is maturing his son through kingdom responsibility, and also because he is the chief supervisor of a kingdom that is expanding from house to house into nation upon nation. And he cares very much for your success in your endeavor and whether you are evaluating properties and businesses to purchase so that your college graduate children will have the right business to helm, or you're just trying to be faithful to save up money for the first down payment of a house that your family of six needs to move into. Whether you're in either of those scenarios or anywhere in between, your King and Father is on your side as you strive towards the high calling of Christ on your life to be a father. Every time you get up 25 minutes earlier than normal so that you can seek the Lord in prayer and intimacy for your family, that matters. Every time you bite your tongue so that you'll be less emotional in correcting your children and by so doing save them from hell, it matters. Every time you have to put your foot down and either say, young lady, you are not wearing that out of this house, or we don't watch those kind of movies in this family, or young man, you don't speak to your mother that way, that kind of leadership matters. Every time you go back to the job you don't really love to make a paycheck that's a little less than you think you might deserve so that you can invest a little less than you wish you could, because you dream of a future that might feel it's taking a little bit longer to get to than you first expected, it matters. Every time you come home from the daily grind and instead of being babied and receiving a therapeutic conversation about whatever stresses you might have handled that day, you're instantly called upon to invest in the cares and concerns of the wife and kids, and you just keep giving because that's the job, it matters. Every time you open up the good book, you read a passage over dinner to people who are at varying levels of interest, while you are at varying levels of confidence or even desire, it matters. My Abrahamic family leaders, it is not an overstatement to say that you boys are the hope of this nation, and you are God's plan for the church going forward. You are irreplaceable. As far as it goes here at Abraham's Wallet, Mark and I are willing to give you everything we have and everything we can think of to help ensure your success. And we do wish success upon you for 2025, but not universal success. We do wish failure and struggle upon you because we know that's a part of God's plan for making a man. But we wish for you as little failure as possible to get the job done, and zero failure as a result of your own sin. As you look out at the next 12 months, may you be hard-hearted towards the things of God, but soft-hearted towards the heartbeat of your Savior. May the Lord give you direction and hope, and may you have all that you need to navigate the thrills and storms that lie ahead for you and your family in the year of our Lord, 2025. God bless you from Abraham's Wallet, and have a spectacularly happy new year.
Well, that wasn't so bad. I thought it was going to sting. It went in smooth and
good. A good nurse can make it so that you don't even know when the needle was in there.
Feel better now.
Yeah, good.
Already. I just echo what you said. I think that there's all this talk at this time of year of, the New Year's resolutions, and even here at Abraham's Wallet, we talk about a goals summit. What are your goals for the next year? What are you going to be about? Sure. And that's all great. We like that stuff. And it's true that sometimes you go, bro, I'm just trying to kind of hang in there.
Yes.
I echo what you said, even thinking back to the retreat we did last year. We talked to a lot of guys over kind of deep in-person conversations. There wasn't a one of them that didn't have some area. Some of them, it was almost all areas, but some area where they were feeling a little bit burnt on both ends.
Yeah.
Like the candle was getting a little short. And so I hope it's an encouragement to you. I hope you know that the reason that we show up and make this podcast every week is because we want you guys to soldier on. And we, at Abraham's Wallet, we even feel, for Stephen and I, we go through the same feelings. And sometimes just knowing that there's a group of people out there listening to this and wanting the same types of family things that we're trying to build, it gives us, it's like a little extra hot lead poured into the
absolutely
back, that gives us just strength. So I hope we can do that for you this New Year's Day. And I hope you were encouraged by this and also appreciate that we made you a 15-minute episode so that the black eyed peas wouldn't burn.
That's right. Yeah, I just know, I said this at the beginning, I just know that it's fatiguing. And I want you to look at the new year. You know, you might have, a lot of people take the week off between Christmas and New Year's. Maybe that's you. And you're looking at, well, I'm going to start back at the office. There's no more holiday. Here we go again. I just know there's a difference for me. There are some Sabbaths when I was just catching my breath from the previous week. And I'm like, is it already time to start again? But there's also some Sabbaths when I get built into in such a way that I really can't wait to attack the next thing. I want to meet with the guy. I want to give wisdom. I want some insight. I want to push the ball down the field. And I pray that you guys will have that sense for 2025. I think it's going to be an awesome year. I think that I think the kingdom is going to advance dramatically in this year. And I really believe that the Lord is going to move your family forward in prosperity. And I don't mean that you'll have $1 million by the end of the year. I just mean, if you can hang with it, Dad, if you can just stay with the Lord and say, Lord, five capitals, Let's start with spiritual and relational. God, make me wise. Help me put something together. Something's going to happen in the next 12 months. The body of work that you're going to do in the next 12 months is going to change the story of your generations forever. So I just want you to, I want you to feel that kind of, let's do it, man. The first day, let's get up. Let's read the Bible. Let's read it to our family. Let's put that money aside. Let's start thinking about Lodo Feb. Just all of those. I just want you ready to get after it this year. So that, I just wanted to hype you up. Shot in the arm.
All right. Well, guys, Happy New Year's. And we will be back with your regularly scheduled programming next week. When this comes out, the next week, I'll be on a beach in Mexico enjoying my annual goals summit.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you won't hear from me, because I'll be right here in your ear holes talking about how to run your home and your dough like a biblical boss. So until then, have a good one, and Happy New Year.